This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The armed wing of Palestinian U.S.-designated terrorist militant group Hamas on Tuesday claimed responsibility for a rocket attack that killed 21 Israeli soldiers in the Gaza Strip. Israel earlier blamed unidentified Palestinian militants for the rocket-propelled grenade attack on Monday, which was the deadliest day to date for the Israeli military in its campaign in Gaza. The White House on Tuesday said its Middle East envoy Brett McGurk was in Cairo for what it called active discussions aimed at the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza and securing a humanitarian pause in Israel's assault. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Here's White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby.
The discussions are sober and serious. Again, I don't want to get ahead of where we are or give you, I can't give you odds on if and when we'll be able to get there. But the conversations are very sober and serious about trying to get another hostage deal in place.
News of the talks comes a day after a report from Axios saying Israel sent a proposal to Hamas through mediators in Qatar and Egypt, offering a multi-phase pause of up to 2 months in exchange for the release of all remaining hostages. A representative of Qatar said mediation efforts were ongoing, and Kirby on Tuesday would not say if the report was accurate.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Tuesday said the, quote, clear and repeated rejection of the two-state solution at the highest levels of the Israeli government is unacceptable as he appealed for more aid access throughout the Gaza Strip.
The entire population of Gaza is enduring destruction at a scale and speed without parallel in recent history. Nothing can justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people.